This story is called Happy Birthday, Winnie. When Winnie the Witch turned over the page on her calendar, she saw a big red circle around Friday the 13th. "That's my birthday," she said. "I'm having a party this year, Wilbur." "Purr," said Wilbur. He loved parties. "What kind of party?" Winnie wondered. "Oh, I know, a garden party." On Monday, Winnie wrote out her invitations and sent them by Winnie email. She invited Auntie Alice, Uncle Owen, her three sisters, Wanda, Wilma, and Wendy, all of her friends, and cousin Cuthbert. On Tuesday, she made herself a pretty dress and a matching bow for Wilbur. "Purr," said Wilbur. "I look lovely," he thought. On Wednesday, Winnie made lots and lots and lots of food. Wilbur helped. Thursday was the day to get the garden ready. Winnie went outside. It looked rather scruffy. Then Winnie had the very good idea. She took out her wand. She waved it and shouted, "Abracadabra." And in the garden was ready for the party. "That was easy," Winnie said. "Now, what else?" "Oh, yes. I need a surprise. A good party always has a surprise. I'll have to think about that." Friday the 13th was a lovely sunny day, which was lucky. At 2 o'clock, Winnie's guests arrived. "Happy birthday, Winnie," they shouted. And they pulled up the presents and they piled up the presents on the lawn. Wanda, Wilma and Wendy gave Winnie a magic carpet. She'd always wanted one of those. Uncle Owen gave her a bat in a cage. She never wanted one of those. Auntie Alice gave her a book of special spells. And there was a magic trumpet from Cousin Cuthbert. "Let's play some games," Winnie said. First they played musical broomsticks. That was fun, but there were lots of pushing. Uncle Owen pushed Auntie Alice into a prickly bush. "Ouch," she said. Cousin Cuthbert bounced off his broomstick and landed in the fountain. So they let him win. "Now we'll have a treasure hunt," said Winnie. Uncle Owen looked in the maze and he got lost. Winnie looked in the bat cage and the bat flew away. Wendy looked in the bouncy castle. Boing! Boing! Wanda found the treasure, but she had some help. "The next game is hide and seek," Winnie shouted. But there was so much noise, nobody could hear. So Winnie picked up her new trumpet. "Toot, toot, toot," Winnie tooted. And everybody disappeared. Winnie was surprised. Then she was crossed. "Where have they gone?" Winnie looked in the maze. Nobody. She looked in the back cage. Nothing. She looked on the bouncy castle. Nobody. "Blimmer and broomsticks," Winnie said. "Who will eat all of this lovely food?" Then Winnie saw a label on the trumpet. It read, "Important, to make people disappear 2 to 3 times. To make them come back, stand on your head and 2 to 3 times. So, Winnie stood on her head. Toot, 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 she tooted. And everybody came back feeling hungry. They ate up all the food. And now it's time for the surprise, said Winnie. She opened up her new book of spells. Shut your eyes and think about your favourite cake, she said. Everybody shut their eyes. Auntie Alice thought about a chocolate cake. Uncle Owen thought about a fruit cake. Cousin Cuthbert thought about a rainbow cake. And Wilbur thought about a cheesecake. He loved cheesecake. Then Winnie the Witch shut her eyes, turned around 3 times, stamped her foot and waved her wand and shouted, Abracadabra. And there was the biggest birthday cake in the whole world, with candles on the top. There was layers of chocolate cake, a layer of fruit cake, a layer of rainbow cake, a layer of cheesecake. There was strawberry shortcake, ginger sponge cake, orange cake, oh, and black forest gato. How will you blow out the candles? Asked Cousin Cuthbert. That's easy, Winnie said. And she rolled off her magic carpet to the cup of the cake and shouted, laughed Winnie. This party was such fun, Wilbur. I'm a very lucky witch. Wilbur didn't see anything. He had a mouth full of cheesecake. What a lucky black cat. Happy birthday, Winnie! The end.